And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Mother, how are you? Oh, I'm just fine. Well, I didn't have time to call you this morning. By the time I got through with the housework and... No. But Mother, I can't talk too long because I have an appointment. Oh, he's fine. Well, we had a long talk last night and I think things will work out the way I've planned them. Listen, Mother, I know how to handle Bill. And what I really called you for was to tell you that I have an appointment in an hour to meet Ted's father, Mr. White Sr.
You're very pleased with yourself, aren't you, Bert? Because you feel almost certain that you can count on the sympathy of a man who so recently lost his son. You take great pains in preparing for this appointment. You're not putting your best foot forward, are you? Not as far as your appearance is concerned. Oh, no. No, when you meet Mr. White, he will see a rather pathetic young woman without makeup and plainly dressed. This should prove to be an interesting meeting between Bertha Bauer and Mr. White, Sr. We'll learn more about this in a moment. For white whitewashes without red hands, I'm coming back to Does. That's what your letters say. Yes, more of you write every day telling us that after trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, you're going back to Does. Listen to these letters.
Cleveland, Ohio. Mrs. Shakely, housewife for 8 years.
I tried some of those chemical powders for my wash, but my hands couldn't take it. So I'm back to Does. It's certainly true. Does gives me white washes without red hands.
Lansing, Michigan. Mrs. Brain, mother of 8-month-old baby.
I've tried many washing powders, but always go back to Does. Does gets my clothes clean without treating my hands rough.
Waterbleach, New York. Mrs. DeLolo, new bride.
I learned how different Does is when my mother-in-law praised me for getting my husband's shirt so white. I told her Does what it says, gives me white washes without red hands.
How about you? Are your hands suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then change to Does. Only Does of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with 2 active detergents. That's why Does gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness for hands. Does does everything. Get Does today for white washes without red hands.
Do take this chair, Bertha.
Thank you, Mr. White. I was surprised this morning when I phoned and talked to the housekeeper that you were staying here. I thought perhaps you might have decided to... Well...
I had given some thought, Bertha, to moving to a hotel, but I couldn't quite bring myself to leave the home that was once my son's.
I haven't had the opportunity to tell you how sorry I am. I know what Ted's death must have done to you. He was really a very fine person, Mr. White. He did so much for others.
I suppose in his own way he did, but I must also recognize that he did so little for those for whom he should have done a great deal.
You mean Nathan?
Nathan and Chucky, yes.
It just doesn't make sense, does it? 2 people like Nathan and Ted who had really everything, who had gotten so mixed up. I'm sure it wasn't all Ted's fault.
To a great extent, it was. I knew my son. I loved him deeply, but I knew him. I can't really believe what's been reported in the daily newspapers.
You mean those articles by Joe Roberts?
Yes. I was shocked. It was inconceivable, Mater having said what this man reported.
He tricked her, Mr. White. That's what Papa Bauer told us. Mater didn't know he was a reporter. He said he was a friend of hers, that he'd known her a number of years ago, that he'd known Ted. She didn't think she remembered him, but, well, she started to talk about Chucky. And I think that's when she really showed her hatred for Ted. I can't imagine her saying what she did either, that she was glad he was... Well, you know.
I don't think she really meant it. The strain has been too much for her. And I won't believe she meant to kill my son.
You're a very wonderful man, Mr. White. I guess you knew their situation better than anyone. And yet you can think kindly of Maida.
Well, I've been told by the district attorney's office that I'd be called as a state witness. I was given the opportunity to permit a deposition to be taken, in which case I would not have to appear in court. I could leave this country for my home in England immediately.
You mean you want to stay? You want to go through what's going to be a very trying experience?
It's something I must do, Bertha. It will be difficult, to be sure, but for Nita's sake. Well, perhaps in some small way I might be able to help her.
You make me feel so small, so insignificant. I think I'd better go. I wanted very much to see you, to have you explain something to me, but I don't think it would be right to bother you at this time.
What is it, Bertha?
Mr. White, I love my husband very much. And he loved me.
I'm sure of that.
Well, I don't like to talk about it, but Bill never had the drive that, well, whatever you might call it, that Ted had, that Maida has. Trudy, too. He was always the boy of the family. And he does have his weaknesses. Sometimes, well, it wasn't his fault at all. It was, well, I was somewhat to blame. Please forgive me for saying this, but I really think that Ted did too much for Bill. There are some people you can't give things, you know. You only make them dependent, more dependent than they were.
My son wanted more than anything else to have people dependent upon him. That was his great weakness. I'm fully aware of what he did to Bill. It was unkind. It was cruel.
I don't think Bill would have minded too much if... Well, I've been trying to show you this, but I just haven't been able to bring myself to let you see it. Bill hasn't seen it. I wouldn't want him to know that I opened any of his letters. It's the only one I ever opened. I can't tell you why I did. It was just sort of my woman's intuition, you know. It's from Mr. Rollins' law firm. Mr. Rollins wrote it himself. Dear Mr. Bauer, we are the attorneys representing the estate of Ted White, deceased. Among his possessions, the executors found your note dated July 19, 1950, in the sum of $25,000, payable on demand. We are instructed to inform you that the executors desire payment on this note immediately. We trust you will make arrangements to do so. Yours very truly, Robert J. Rollins. What does this mean?
May I have the letter, please? Thank you. It seems rather odd that Bill should have signed a demand note.
What is a demand note?
One which specifies payment of money borrowed on demand.
You mean $25,000?
Yes, Bertha.
Well, that's what I thought it meant, but... Well, I know we have some money left over from the sale of the house. It isn't much. Bill's planning to use that for murder, for his defense. The mortgage is paid up, and it's only a matter of a few $1,000. We haven't anything, Mr. White. He's broke, except for... What will happen? What can we do?
Bill has not seen this letter, you said.
No.
Don't you think you should give it to him, Dorothy? I see no reason why, if he explains his situation to Mr. Rollins, that some arrangement can't be made to postpone payment.
Do you think that would do any good?
I've always found Mr. Rollins to be a reasonable person.
But doesn't it say something about the executors demanding payment?
Mr. Rollins is the attorney for the estate.
I don't like to ask this, Mr. White, but do you think you could do something? I mean, I'd rather not have Bill know about this letter. Perhaps you could talk with Mr. Rollins. I'm sure that Bill didn't think he had to pay $25,000 all at once. I'm sure he didn't think that.
I'd be glad to do whatever I could. You know that, Bertha, but I would suggest that you show your husband this letter first.
Perhaps you're right. But, well, no one has said if Maida was left anything.
She was.
Oh, then that will make all the difference in the world.
She was left one half of Ted's estate. But if she's convicted for murder, the law says that she may not inherit anything.
Oh. Well, then there's no use counting on something we don't know about, is there?
Bertha, I'll promise you this, that I'll speak with Mr. Rollins so that he'll be properly prepared when Bill talks to him.
Would you, Mr. White, would you? Of course, I wouldn't want Bill to know that I've been to see you.
Of course, my dear.
I don't know what to say, except thank you. Thank you, Mr. White.
White washes without red hands.
That's why I've gone back to Dove.
That's why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Have you been trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then keep this fact in mind. Maybe your clothes can take it, but how about your hands?
Yes, if a pair of red hands is the price you're paying for doing your wash, then join the swing to Dove. See what it really means to get white washes without red hands.
Dove can make this promise because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents. That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything. So how about it? If you want white washes without red hands, get Does today. Bertha's plan to have Mr. White Sr. assume the debt that Bill owes Ted's estate proves to be a boomerang in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Does. So come on along.
That's the Does for white washes without red hands.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.